let the Lord speak to us this morning, because without that, without His guidance, we couldn't make it anywhere. Praise the Lord, and certainly couldn't get to heaven. And I'm glad the Bible says that He left His Word here as a guide. Amen. He sent His Spirit back here to help us. Amen. To get from earth's sorrow to heaven's glory. Amen. I appreciate the Sunday school lesson this morning. It kind of goes along with what the Lord laid on my heart. And I didn't mean to do this, but I'm going to mind the Lord. And I praise the Lord for everything. And He knows how to work things out. He knows how to deliver His message. Amen. And I praise Him for that. I never could set up and figure out what I was going to say, what I was going to say. If I had to depend on me, I'd forget a lot. So I'm glad I don't have to do that. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to try to read a few verses of Scripture. If I stumble through it, just look over that. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Glad to be in the house of the Lord. We're just going to get right on into the message and let the Lord have His way. Praise the Lord. And I love rejoicing, don't you? Amen. I love to be able to rejoice when I come down to the house of God, not because of anything that I've done or anything that has went on. Amen. There's a lot of valleys that's in this world that we live in, and a lot of valleys in Christian lives, but we can rejoice in those valleys if we'll just trust the Lord. I appreciate what the lady said there earlier about she fell. Amen. And the Lord was right there with her. No broken bones or nothing. Amen. God was with her. Amen. And that's something that we take for granted a lot in our lives, because we don't realize just how big and how omnipresent that our Savior is. Amen. He's good to us this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 14, I believe, reading about the 15th verse, maybe starting, and try to mind the Lord this morning. We certainly desire your prayers, and I know that I can't do anything without Jesus this morning. I praise Him this morning for salvation. Praise Him for all that He's done for us. And the Bible says, and when one of them that sat at meat with Him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He saith unto him, a certain man had a great supper and bade many. Amen. And the Bible says, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Praise the Lord. And they all went with one consent. They all with one consent began to make excuse. Hallelujah. And the first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Amen. And the Bible says here, and another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Amen. And the Bible says in another place, and another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Amen. And the Bible says, so that servant came and shewed the Lord, his Lord, these things. Then the master of the house, amen, being angry, and there's that word that the Sunday school lesson was about, amen, and said unto his servants, go ye out quickly into the street, amen, and the lanes, amen, and of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind, amen. And the servant said to the Lord, it is done as thou hast bidden, as thou hast commanded, yet there is room, amen. And the Bible says here, he said, and the Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come into that my house may be filled. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Praise the Lord. That's all I'm going to read there. We're looking at this, and we see where this parable here about this great certain man that had this supper, amen, that he had prepared. And we read in the Bible how that the Lord has prepared a supper for us, amen. And we read about in another place when the Lord was there getting ready to go on the cross, they were all gathered in the supper, amen, at the supper table. And I can remember, I can look in my mind's eye and see the pictures of all these men that were assembled there, all the disciples that were there. And they were all looking. looking, if you could look at that picture and get this in your mind, hey man, all they were, the Lord was there in the center, and these were a group on the right and a group on the left, amen. And they were all in conversation, amen, about this. And the Lord was there by Himself. And I've thought about that a lot, amen. And the Lord tells me here, amen, and showed me some things. Amen, there was but one cross that could be bore for our sins, amen. And hallelujah, our Savior bore that for us, amen. And these men were there, and they had a part in the plan of salvation, amen. Just like you and I have a part in the plan of salvation, amen. These men were going about in their conversations. I don't know what they were talking about, but I know what the Lord's purpose was there for, amen. I don't know your purpose in life, but I know God has a purpose for us all, amen. And the Bible says here that this man had a supper prepared, amen. And he bid many to come, amen. And I tell you today, beloved, what the Lord is still bidding people to come, amen, that they can take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb, amen. One of these days, hallelujah, we're going to see that, amen. It's going to be a reality, amen, for the Christians, amen, for the people that's endured, amen, of the precious persecutions that we have in this world. Now you might say it's not too precious when we're going through it, but it'll be precious in that day, amen, if we'll endure, amen. The Bible says if we endure, the same shall be saved, hallelujah. I'm glad there's a way that was made, amen, at Calvary, hallelujah, for us to endure of the things that we have in this world. Amen. These things that people go through and we say in their minds, I don't know how, I'm just going to mind the Lord. How can we get through this? How can I get through this? I remember in my young ministry, I just announced my calling to preach, and I had an uncle, and he was going through a valley, a trial, amen. And they called me, and they said, well, I want you to come down and talk to him a little bit. And I remember in that moment, I said, Lord, I don't have the words. I don't know what to say to this man, but I'm going to trust you, amen. And you know what? By the time I left there, we just had prayer, and we just talked to Jesus, hallelujah. And that's all we got to do sometimes. Point people to Jesus, hallelujah. He has the answer, amen. He has what we need, hallelujah. Amen. And this marriage supper was here. And they bade many. Boy, don't it sadden our hearts today to see the state that this country's in. The state that our world is in. Amen. And the Bible tells us that there's going to come a great falling away. And it's happening right before our very eyes. But I'm telling you here this morning, and God sent me here this morning to tell you to not be discouraged by that. We don't have to be part of that. We can be a part of the present resurrection of Jesus Christ, amen. We have a place, amen, prepared for us, for the Christians, amen, that has endured to the end. Amen. Boy, it ought to excite us a little bit. That ought to stir something up in us a little bit, amen. So that we know that a Savior, that the God of heaven, amen, look down upon us, amen. I'll get to the rest of this here just in a minute, amen. Just bear with me a little while. Amen. That the God of heaven, the one that created all this that we see and wonderfully made it to function together, made this earth to spin, amen, and us not fall off of it, hallelujah. God made all of that, and He looked down and seen us, hallelujah. Does that not stir you up, amen? Does that not give you something to shout about, amen? And even if you're just in your mind, hallelujah, a shout to the praises of the Lord, amen, because He done this for us, amen, and we want the world to know. Amen. Here I look at this, these verses of Scripture, and I see this, and the people were bid to come. Amen. And none of them came. And here he was. He said, "Now you go." He said to his servant, "You go and you tell them." You go tell them everything's ready to just come on and eat. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we just have to get up to the table, amen, of God, and just sit down and just start eating, praise the Lord. I just eat, amen. Eat, hallelujah, because He's got it prepared for us, hallelujah. We've got something this morning, amen, that the world don't have. Hallelujah. Salvation, the Bible says, is of the Lord, amen, and we better be in Him, amen, if we're going to be saved, amen. Come, all things are now ready. And I look at this, and I see this, and I see Israel. I see Israel there, and the Bible says that the oracles of God were given to them. That means that they were first to receive this plan of salvation. Jesus came to the Jew, amen, or to Israel, amen, and they rejected Him. But by the grace of God, by the mercies of God, amen, because He wanted somebody to worship Him, amen, we are here this morning by the grace of God and by the mercies of God. We were grafted in, praise the Lord, and we've got the same inheritance as anybody else, hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. Amen. That rich man that was on the cross, amen. Or that thief that was on the cross, amen. There he was there, and one of them denied Jesus and the other accepted Him. I believe he went into heaven just then, amen, on his death. Amen. That man came in on the 11th hour. Amen. He's still as saved as anybody else, amen. Somebody's been saved 50 years, praise the Lord. Amen. God's been good to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all might just pray for me just for a little while, will you? I praise the Lord for this. Amen. And here it says that the Bible says, and they all with one consent begin to make excuse. All you have to do, he said, is just come. Everything's ready. It's all prepared. It's ready. All you've got to do is come and eat. Amen. Come and let's worship. Let's celebrate today. It's here. It's ready. Let's do this. Amen. God's going to bless us. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. Amen. Well, I don't feel good this morning. Oh, me. I don't think I'll go. Well, I've got this piece of ground I bought. One of them said, he said, I've got to go look at it. Amen. How many of you farmers or anybody in here would buy a piece of ground and not even look at it before you bought it, huh? I'd be afraid there'd be somebody like that guy that's trying to sell that bridge out there in San Francisco, huh? To me, I'd be the one to buy it, probably. What about you? I'm nothing without the Lord. I can't make a good decision without Him. I'm glad that He knows us this morning. Amen. And here they were, making an excuse. Why don't you go down there and visit that guy who lives right down the road from the church? Why don't you go visit him? Ask him to come. Come to church. Well, we ain't got no pastor. Got to work it out. He always has. If God's leading you down there, He's going to have somebody. He's going to be there when you get there. And if the man comes to the house of God, God will have what he needs when he gets here. Do you believe that this morning? Huh? God knows this morning. He knows how to help. He knows how to work. He knows how to get people saved. Hallelujah. Let's trust Him this morning. Let's not be like these people here that wouldn't come to the marriage supper. We've got an opportunity here this morning. Amen. And God has blessed us beyond measure. Amen. And we need to work while it's day. The night's coming. I don't know if you're working. I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean, amen, but I'm trying to encourage you. Let's work. Let's work. Let's not get discouraged. Let's not start making excuses. Let's just work, amen. God will bless us. And when that call comes, we'll be there. Amen. And we'll be able to go in and we'll be able to sit down. Amen. And eat at the marriage supper. Huh? And here these men, these people are choosing it every day. They chose this. And people are out there today choosing to do the same thing. These people in the side of this church, amen, or in this community that God is dealing with and wants them to be saved. Are we making an excuse? It's not too popular, amen, anymore for the man of God to sit up and say, we're failing God. You look around, we are. You say, well, I'm doing everything I can. Are we? Huh? Are we suffering the persecutions that we read in the Bible that we're going to suffer? Are we suffering them and we're saying, well, oh, woe's me. Oh, me. We're all there. Huh? How much does the Lord love these people out here in this community? The lost, amen, out here. He loved them the same as He loves you and me. Amen. He wants them to be saved. He knows that the time is coming. Amen. Everything is just about ready. It might be ready this morning. I don't know. Before we get to the house, amen, the Lord may come back in a great cloud, amen, and take the church out. Hallelujah. And so shall we ever be with Him. Praise the Lord. Won't that be wonderful? Hallelujah. But them that are lost, them that have rejected the Son of God, it will be a terrible time. Because of what? The teaching this morning, God's judgment is going to come upon this world. Why? Because they rejected His only begotten Son. They rejected the one that could get them out of this trouble. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful, amen, that you've accepted Him and He's your Savior? Amen. Let's trust Him. Hallelujah. I said earlier that we're in a great falling away. I believe we're in that. But you listen to me this morning. This church don't have to be part of that. We can hold on to God and God will bless and He can fill every pew in this church house. I believe that. I believe that God still has that power. God's been good to us. Praise the Lord this morning for salvation. Amen. And here they were making an excuse. Don't you think it angers God when we start making an excuse? This is a parable. Amen. This man was upset because the people were coming. All they had to do was come and eat. They didn't have to bring a gift. They don't talk about bringing a gift. They don't talk about anything. But just come and eat. Everything's ready. All the food's prepared. Everything's ready. Hallelujah, the sacrifice has been made. Everything's ready. Amen. The sacrifice has been brought back to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the reason he told them there in the garden. He said, don't touch me. I've got to take the sacrifice. Amen. Back to the Father. Hallelujah. And He did. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And He may be seated at the right hand of the Father this morning, making intercession for you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning for that intercession. We couldn't make it this morning. We couldn't make it this morning without that intercession. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God's Word will teach us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Hallelujah. If we'll just trust Him. Amen. God's been good to us. Amen. Let's be a little better to Him. I'd like to see a great revival break out in this nation. I'd like to see people get right with God. Amen. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't it thrill your heart, amen, to see a house full of sinners come in? Don't you think the devil wouldn't come in? But hallelujah, the Lord is bigger than him. Greater is He that's within you than he that's in the world. God can run him off. Amen. He can use us, a willing vessel. And we can eat, hallelujah. We can eat, praise the Lord, from the table of God. Boy, what excuses people used, even in that day. Amen. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they all had their little rituals, and they used them to reject the Son of God. People are using everything in their under the sun today to reject him. Every excuse. And the servant, I might preach on that servant one of these days. He was faithful. He could have said, I don't want to go back and tell my master these people have rejected him. But he went back, rejected this supper that he's prepared. He went back and he told them. He said, they're not coming. They won't come. And his master got angry. This man got angry. He said, go. And you go get all the lame, the blind, the maimed, the halt, all of them, and you bring them into my house, amen, that it might be filled, amen. He wanted to celebrate, hallelujah. It don't matter who they are or what they done. God wants them into his house, amen, into his fold, under the ark of safety, in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. However you want to say it, God loves them, amen, and he wants to save their soul, and he wants them in his house. What are we doing to get them in? I'm not trying to be discouraging. I mean, I'm trying to get us to wake up and see that there's a great work out there. The field's white with ready to harvest. We got no leaders. We do have a leader. And if you need a pastor, God will put one in this church if you want one. Amen. And here they were. I didn't say come down here to say all that, but I'm not bashful when the Lord gets a hold of me. I say what God gives me. Amen. God knows us. He loves us. He knows how to move us. He knows how to inspire us. He knows how to wake us up. He has me several times. Wake up, James. What are you doing? Why are you here? What's my purpose? Amen. What was Jesus' purpose when he came here to this world? Have you told anybody about that lately? That he came into this world and died for them, that they might have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. And here he was. He said, now you go out there and you compel them to come in. He did, and he got all that would come, amen, and they come, and they were sitting there, I no doubt, getting ready to eat or maybe already eating. And that servant went back. He said, it's still not full. He said, go out there in the highways and hedges, hallelujah, and compel them. How many times have you heard that? Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, amen, that my house may be full. Well, I'm afraid of what that preacher's going to say to him. If he's a man of God, he's going to say what God gave him. Amen. How many can say amen to that? I'm not even going to look. Raise your hand. It ain't about what I want you to know. It's about what the Lord knows. He's about what he wants you to know. Amen. It ain't about us. I see it a lot in our churches today. It's about them. Amen. It's about them. It's a self-centered. And I'm not trying to be mean or critical. I'm just going to preach what God gives me, amen. But hallelujah, God has a different plan, amen, than what a lot of our churches are about, amen, today. I'll say this. Any church, you start praying and seeking God's will and seeking God's face and getting out here and working and getting these people, lost people into his house, you won't have to worry about the reputation of Vickers Chapel. You know why? God's presence is going to go out. Oh, hallelujah. And wouldn't you like for it to get out of it? I love this church house. I love the windows. Most church houses you go into anymore, they got it sealed up and you can't see outside. Hallelujah. I'm glad you can open these windows up, amen, and God can take his word, whether it's me or you or anybody else speaking, amen, and he can take it and he put it on the wind, amen, and it'll go where God wants it to go. Old preacher, old pastor that I had when I first got saved, I loved that man. Not because he was a pastor, I believe he was a humble man. And he was going through some things. I didn't know, amen, I just got saved. I told the Lord when I got saved, I don't know nothing about salvation, don't know how to be saved, don't know how to act. Amen. But God's taught me a few things. But that old man, he was in the pulpit of preaching, and he was struggling. You could tell. And now I know they wasn't accepting what he was preaching. He was just preaching Jesus. He said I'm just repeating what he told from the pulpit. He said there was this old preacher. God called him. And he was out in the woods at an old sawmill somewhere. And he said that the Lord told him to get on that pile of wood there and start preaching. And he done what you and I would do. Why, there ain't nobody here. Why? But eventually he did it. That goes back to the talents. He did it. Amen. And preached his message and no doubt just left. And probably left there scratching his head thinking, what in the world did I do that for? But sometime down the road, there's a man come up to him. Shook his hand. Said, thank you for preaching that message that day. I was under that wood pile. You don't know who's around. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. How to work and how to move. Amen. Please, please, please don't get discouraged. Amen. In the time that we're living in the turmoil that this world's in, God's still sure this morning. And what you do, He bid you to do, He'll bless it. Amen. Hallelujah to that. Praise His holy name. He's worthy of all of it. Hallelujah. I'm glad God can move. Amen. And no man can hinder it. He can work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And He's working in our communities today, and He's wanting us to work too. Why? Because these people out there be saved. Why? Because you and I need a little bit of this encouragement too. Huh? You ever witness to somebody and know that God was in it, and somehow sit down the line, I'll get through here in a minute, just be patient. You see them in church, they come to you and they say, I got saved. Oh, there's a blessing in that, ain't there? Amen. There's a blessing in, amen, sending them Bibles over there to that country, amen. I don't know who's over there. I don't know what it's about. But if God's in it, amen, God will bless, hallelujah. And He'll bless us if we work in this community too. Huh? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. God's been good to us. And hear these words. Make an excuse. That's what's wrong with our country today. That's what's wrong with our churches today. That's what's wrong with the individuals today. That's what's wrong with you and me. We make excuses. I can't go down there today. I'm going to get it personal with me. Amen. I made a lot of mistakes in my ministry. I have. Back when I was young again, I had an old log truck. I had to work on it all the time. Hey man, I'm about to come to a close. And I was out there working on that one Saturday. Just me and the Lord. I was having a good time. My uncle come down the road and stopped. He never stopped. Never had a whole lot. I mean, we never had a conversation. But he stopped that day. And I was standing there and working on that truck, and we was talking. The Lord said, witness to him, tell him about me. I'll give you the words. I said to myself, I said, no. No, Lord, I didn't do it. That was on Saturday. That following Monday, I had an old cell phone, one of them old bag phones. Does anybody remember them things? Had that in that old log truck. And I got a call, and I seen it, and I seen it was my sister. And I knowed something was wrong. I know where I was at. I was crossing the bridge there at Gate City, right there at the old Pizza Hut. I was crossing that bridge. I answered that phone. I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Junior just passed away. Had a massive heart attack. He drove a truck too. They said they found him laying over the steering wheel, just slumped over." And you know what the first thought in my head was? I didn't witness to that man. I didn't say, "Jesus loves you." Amen. These people dying day by day, amen, in our communities and in our places around where we work. Amen. And they're dying lost. But and we're not being the witness that we need to be. Boy, I tell you what, I'm going to have to give an account for that. I've been forgiven for it. I've had to do a lot of repenting. Boy, I've messed up a lot in my ministry since then. And I've still had to do a lot of repenting. But God has been with me, and He's led me through it all. I don't want to have to face that again. I don't want to have to go and stand before the Lord. You say, "Well, that don't apply to me." Yes, it applies to every one of us. I don't want blood on my hands. That I can look at my hands and I can see the scars and the remnants of that, what I didn't do. My old hands is drawed up and they ache and they hurt. But I can spiritually look at them and I can see my uncle. I didn't witness to. I don't know, he might have got saved that day. Oh, God. God help us this morning. When God bids us to come, amen, to the marriage supper, amen, whatever He's been, this is a supper that had been prepared, a blessing, amen, for the people that were there in that community, to Israel, and they rejected Him. But we've been grafted in, and God's bidding us to come. And He's bidding them people out there in this community, amen, to come and to work and to look and love the Lord. Let them understand, and there's a lot of people out there don't know about Jesus. Amen. They know what to hear, and most of them just know what they hear on the TV, and I'm going to get on Facebook, know what they read on Facebook. I think it's the world's worst gossip column that's ever been. I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings, but, amen, it can be done in a good way, and it can be done good things with. But most people are on there to just gossip and to argue and to tell tales. Amen. But God can use things, amen, and work in a mighty way. I don't know why I said all that, but I'll not take it back. God's been good to us. He's wanting us to come. And when you think, "Well, I feel so weak." I do too. What does the Bible say? When we are weak, He is made strong. Amen. Jesus tells us in His Word, He said, "Take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly. Learn of me. Learn His ways." A lot of people sitting in the house of God don't know the ways of God. And I don't know how to worship Him. I just know how to just open up and let her fly. You ever hear people say that and they're singing? I don't know keys, but I just... Key of L, open up and let her fly. Huh? There's some good memories we can have here in the house of God. Right now, a lot of people are saying, "Well, boy, it's such a turmoil time. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow." I don't. I don't even know if tomorrow's going to get here. But I know this. My Savior's got it in His hands.